Shear, November 13th,
2018. Yes. Good at since I am.
That's the name. This is the official menu.
This is the menu. Last week we started the Gemara Kuf Beis on the days. Maybe we'll do it again. Just to give the background again, there is a Mishnah in Gittin, towards the end of Gittin, where the Mishnah has a din. A man is married and gives his wife a get. And as a wise guy, he says, "Harat mugureshes me many. I don't want to be responsible to give you sheir ksis v'yoyna. However, v'iyak n'teru solution modem, but you're not allowed to marry anybody else." So that's not a valid get. It's garnished and garnished. They're still married. The get is meaningless. However, the Tanoim said, based on the pasuk, "V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachon on parshas and more." So it's a kind of done that marry grusha zayna v'chalolo. So it says, Isha Grusha Meisha, a woman who is divorced from her husband. So the Tanaim thought that the word Meisha is Meyutar. What do you mean, Isha Grusha? Isha Grusha, like Kacho, a Kayin, is not allowed to marry a Grusha, of course, from her husband. So the Tanaim said, Fidelon is Garsha Ella Meisha. Even if the husband only divorced her, that he's not Mechuyev to support her anymore. Hare Amugureshis, Mimani, that I'm not Mechuyev and Sheikh Sisviana. However, the Yatmatavis Lushimodim, he wasn't mata her to anybody. So that's not a valid get. And nonetheless, she's Asura Lakuhuna. So if the husband is a Kohen, so now he has to give her a real get. Now he's not allowed to live with her anymore. Or if he dies, she's not allowed to marry a different Kohen, because she's a Grusha Meisha. So that's what the Mishnah calls a Recha get. It's not a valid get, but he went through the part of the formalities of a get, so it's asur lakuna. So we mentioned that's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah, whether that's a din derais or din derabon. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying that it's only a din derabon, and the Magen Mishnah says that there are those who disagree and think that it's a real din derais. The Shagasari has a whole essay. He thinks the Magen Mishnah is right. He thinks that from the simple reading of the Gemara in the last perek in Gittin, it sounds like it's a real drasha gemara, and the din of reich haget is a din derais. What is the din of reich haget? That a get normally is for the purpose of being mata the woman v'hinasi lashuk. If it's a kosher get, it's mata the woman v'hinasi lashuk. But it has another aspect; she becomes a grusha l'kayim. So a get has a kula and a chumra. It brings about a kula. She's mutarisli hinasi lashuk, but it has a chumra, and now she's not allowed to marry a kohen. So even if something went wrong with the get, it's a pasul get. So there are some cases, not every pasul get is like that. Let's say a get was written shaloi lishma. So then the halacha is that ain't a get at all. The Rambam says sometimes we were going to write ain't a get, that's garnish min garnish. It doesn't even ask of the kahuna. And sometimes again, you're right, I raise a get pasul. A get pasul means that in our Torah it is a get, it's only with the Rabbanon, it's not a good get, but it is a get to asur l'koyin. So Rabbi Chana Vassman writes, it could be that it's a din deraisa that it applies to chalitza also. What's the din by chalitza? A man, the whole Mesichta is talking about the Yibum. A man is married, he dies leaving no children, so the wife is not allowed to marry lo siyesh ha-sameh ha-chutz li-izah. You're not allowed to marry anybody else until you have the chalitza. Once the Yavam does chalitza, he's not permitted to do Yibum. Kozman, he does no chalitza, so a menatari has an option of either doing Yibum or chalitza. A menatari is preferable. Mitzvah Yibum kademus le mitzvah chalitza. Preferable. We pass on like Abba Shol, we spoke about on Lamites on the day, saying, what quotes the Tana Abba Shol, that midrabanan, he introduced the Chumrah. that you can only do the Yibum Lishma, and if you do the Yibum Shalom Lishma, I raise it Kepagir Be'erva V'Korav Adav Elias Havlad Mamze Achumer Midi Rabbanah, that you have to do Yibum Lishma. But before the days of Abishol, in the Din Daraisa, you can either do Yibum or Chalitza. So once you do Chalitza, the Pasuk says, after you finish the Chalitza, you say, Kochi Asa Lish, Asher Lo Yivne Es Beis Achiv. So Rashi points out, why does it say Asher Lo Yivne? Kochi Asa Asher Lo Bona Es Beis Achiv. He didn't want to do Yibum. Who says he's not going to do Yibum in the future? Maybe he will change his mind. He did Chalitza today, the Yibum in the future. So you see from the fact that after the Chalitza we say Kochi Asa Lish, Asher Lo Yivne, so the Tanayim Darshin Kim, Asher Lo Bona Shuv Lo Yivne. Once you did Chalitza, you're not allowed to do any Yibum. So the Chalitza accomplishes two things. It accomplishes, like a get accomplishes two things. A get accomplishes a heta lashuk. So the Chalitza accomplishes also a heta lashuk. The Yibum is permitted to remarry. But it also accomplishes, it creates an iser. Once you do Chalitza, you're not allowed to do Yibum. So what if the Chalitza was done with some kind of a psul? So if it's a major psul, let's say instead of taking off the shoe from his right foot, she takes off the socks. He takes off the sock from the right foot. The sock of gonish min gonish, that doesn't count at all. So that's not even a chalitza lahachmer. But the shayla is here in the Gemara, the din is that in order the chalitza should be matir yibam alashuk, he need achi iskav nishnehem. That's the Mark quotes at Bryce here about the eight lines from the top, so seven, eight lines from the top of kuv base on the base. The line begins with the words Bein Shinis Kaben Hu V'Lein Nis Kaben Hi Bein Shinis Kaben Hi V'Lein Nis Kaben Hu. The Yivama took off. The Yivama is selling shoes in a shoe store. So she tries on the shoe on the customer. It's no good. She takes it off. Tries off another shoe. Takes it off. So let's say she puts on a shoe on the Yavam's foot and she takes it off. She has a mind. The Shem Chalitza. But the Yavam has a mind. He wants to buy a pair of shoes. He's not interested. Or the Yavam had a mind. I'm doing the Chalitza. And the Yavama is the sales girl in the store. She didn't have a mind Hashem Chalitza. So the Brisa says you need Kavana Shnehem. Bein Shinis Kaben Hu V'Lein Nis Kaben Hi. Bein Shinis Kaben Hi V'Lein Nis Kaben Hu. Chalitza Psula. It's only a kosher Chalitza. Ashis Kaben Shnehem Kech. They both have to have Kavana. That by doing the Chalitza, they're fulfilling the mitzvah. Now she's Materis Lehinasi Lashuv. So what if you did the Chalitza? She took off the shoe from his right foot. But they didn't have Kavana L'Shem Chalitza. So would you say that it's garnished and garnished? Or would you say, no, it is a chalitza. It's not matter her li'inasi la'ashuk. In order to be mutavis li'inasi, you have to have achis kavnish name ke'echot. But in order that it should be called a chalitza to asa, to do yibum, maybe that's like the din of re'ach haget. And just like the Magen Mishnah and the Shagazai thinks that re'ach haget is a din that I said, learn that from the pasuk, isha grusha me'isha, afidu lanis gasha ela me'isha, that if you have... It's a rare case. Most cases, if the get is possible, it's possible to garnish and garnish. It's not even a rech I get. But in rare cases, we'll consider it a rech I get. So maybe in rare cases, we should consider it a chalitza psula on the level of the raisa. The chalitza was done between the yavam and the yavama, but it's not kosher to be matel lehinasi lashuv. Lehokil, it's not valid. It's not a kosher chalitza. But lehachmer, it's called a chalitza, that she's asur lehisyabim. So that's where Rabbi Chana Basman has a whole sefer on Yavamas, very strong sefer called Kovitz Aris. Has a lot of essays, long essays broken down to short paragraphs, very user friendly, very easy to read. The yeshivas, everybody reads it. Everybody reads Rabbi Chana sefer on Yavamas. So he raises that possibility because the Gemara Gittin makes such an equation between the two. There's a reach haget and there's a chalitza psula. So it could be that they learned it out, a mamatzino. It could be on the level of the raisa, the shagasai holds like the Magen Mishnah, this is a din deraisa rech haget. And from there we learn out that by chalitza also you can have chalitza psula, that it's not a good chalitza to be matel leinase lashuk, but it's still considered enough of a chalitza to aser to do yibum. Maybe mideraisa too. That's what he raises the possibility. Maybe it's a din deraisa also.
Could another brother do
Yibum? No. Once one brother does Chalitza, no one's allowed to do Yibum. Correct. That's Mishnah's like that. Yeah. She Yasa Zalkol Achim.
But even if the Chalitza wasn't
effective,
then the Yibum
right. It was a chalitza psula also. None of the brothers can do yibum, right? The Rambam quotes a Mishnah. The Rambam quotes a Mishnah. The din is we. What? You have to repeat the chalitza. You have to do it over properly. Yeah.
Just give a get. You can't give a get anymore.
No, get is no good. By yibum, get is not right. Yeah, he did a chalitza psula. Let's say he did b'li kavana, so you have to do it again with kavana. Yeah. So the Gemara had a machlekes over here. Let's see again. And the third line, starting at Amar Rav Yudah Marav, third line from the top of Kuv Beis and Beis. Rav Yudah was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. So half the time he quotes in the name of Rav, half the time he quotes in the name of Shmuel. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, he says in the name of Rav, Yivama Hagdela Bein Ha'achim. The girl married one of a whole bunch of brothers, and her husband died. He left no children, and she's still living. They all live together. I have one big family, all the brothers, and she's an almana. So Yivam Hagdela Bein Ha'achim, they're all living together. Materisly, Nasi LeEchad Menachem, she's permitted to have Yibum with any of the brothers who will agree. Then Choshishim, you don't have to be concerned. Shemachotz Sandal Echmer. Maybe since they're all living together in the same house, in the same apartment house or something. So maybe she wants to took off his shoe. Maybe she wants to took off the shoe of the yob. So you must say, you don't have to be concerned about that. She's materis to do yibum with any one of them. Zot the Gemara. Why? Because in Choshishim, you don't have to be concerned. Shemachotz Sandal, maybe she wasn't paying attention. Maybe she took off the shoe of one of the brothers. Freg the Gemara. Time of the Lechazina. It says you don't have to be choshish because we don't know. Hochazina. What if he saw that she did take off the shoe, but she didn't take it off the shame chalitza? There was no bezdin. She had a mind. She said he was tired, so she took off his shoe. They were all friendly. It's her brother-in-law. Freg the Gemara. The only reason time of the Lechazina, because we didn't see that she took off her shoe. That's why Rav says ein choshishim shemecholza. Hochazinon. But if we did see that, we know for a fact that she did take off the shoe, chashinon, then you're not allowed to do yibum. Freg the Gemara, why not? But you need that she's kavan shame. I will hatanya. Chalitza is only excess. Chalitza is only a kosher chalitza. If they both had kavan, ben she is kavan who, len is kavan he, ben she is kavan len is kavan who. Chalitza is psula she is kavan shame keechod. So what is there to be concerned about over here? So the Gemara says, "Ochi kama." What he meant to say was the following: Af gav dechazinon, even though we know for a fact we saw that she took off the shoe, en choshishim shem dekivnu. You don't have to be concerned. To the best of our knowledge, neither of them had in mind the shem chalitza. She was just friendly. She took off the shoe, her brother-in-law's shoe. That's the first version. The ikad diamin. The second version has no time of lechazinon. The only reason why she's materis to have yibum with anybody, any of the brothers, because time of the lechazina, because we didn't see that she did, that she took off anyone's shoe. Hochazinon, chashinon. But if we saw that she did, we know for a fact that she did take off the shoe of one of the brothers-in-law, then chashinon. What are you chashinon that what? We don't allow her to do what chashinon. Freg digmar, but we know they didn't have kavana. Aydu katana boy kavana, but you said in the price it says you need kavana. Hanimili dushteru eli alma. To be matter early, nasi lashuk, that the chalitza should be a chalitza. Sherry after that, she is kavan l'shem. Avalachim ipsalo, even if there was no kavan l'shem chalitza. So that's the second version in the Gemara. It's telling us this, just like there's a din of a rech aged, so there's a din of a chalitza psul, also could even be that it's a din deraisa. So there's a famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has an essay, he has one famous essay on the Rambam Hilchos Chalitza. He discusses, the Rambam has the din. So he started the beginning of the pair. Chalitza has to be done in the presence of a bezin of three. Machloek and Satanayim, whether three or five. And we pass a mikra din, a bezin of three. So what happens if you didn't have a bezin? The chalitza was done bifnei shnayim, you didn't have a bezin of three. So then the Mishnah says later, it's a chalitza psula. She's not allowed to remarry, you have to repeat the chalitza again. Bayom in the presence of a bezin of three. A bezin has to convene bayom. You can't convene a bezin balayla. If the bezin convened bayom, they had a long dintar, it takes hours and hours and hours. So as long as they began the dintar before the shkia, then they can continue into the night. Donim bayom, gomer balayla. But the kviyas yeshivas bezin, the haschalas kviyas yeshivas bezin, has to take place bayom. So the Mishnah says later that if cholza bifnei shnayim is a chalitza psula. So then the Rambam, and then the Rambam quotes even further. The Mishnah later in the parak says cholza beino lebeino. The Yavam and the Yavam did the chalitza. There was no one else there, just the Yavam and the Yavama. Not only was there no bezin cholza bifnei shnayim, there weren't even any edim lekim adav. There weren't the edim at all. Cholza beino lebeino is also chalitza psula. So the Nebuki Yosef is on the side of the Rif. So Nebuki Yosef says, what do you mean, Cholza Bein Ol Bein Ol? By Gittin the Kiddushin, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk that you have to have two kosher Eidim. If you don't have kosher Eidim watching when the Chosin gives the ring and says, Hari Emma Kodesh is Li, the whole Kiddushin is not Chal. Let's say the husband divorces his wife, there are no kosher Eidim watching when he gives a get. So we assume it's a Gornish Min Gornish. That's what we call Eidus Lekim. Though if I sell you an automobile, or I sell you a cereal in a grocery store, I sell you a bottle of milk with a box of cereal, so you don't have to have other Eidim watching when I sell you the cereal. Eidim by Mechira is only Lebir Hadov, in case someone will aken up, someone will deny that he sold it, so you have Eidus Lebir Hadov. But by Git Mekidushin, that's what we call Eidus Lekim Hadov. If no one was watching, the Kedushin is not Chal. So the Mekiyes assumes, just like Git and the Kiddushin, you need Eidus Lekim Adover, so too you need Eidus Lekim Adover by Chalitza. The Chalitza is Gornish Be'eret unless you have Eidim. So he's bothered, what do you mean? Cholza Beino Lebeino, there was nobody there. Chalitza Subsul, there was Gornish Min Gornish. So then the Muki Yesu says, nah, it doesn't mean Beino Lebeino. It means that there's no Bezin. But if you have no Eidim, it's Gornish. So the question is, the Rambam quotes that Mishnah, Cholza Beino Lebeino, Chalitza Subsul. And he doesn't qualify like the Nebuki Yosef says, that Beinu Lebeinu not to be taken literally. The Rambam is kimat b'feirish, not so. The Rambam says he needed a bezin of three. And what if cholz b'fnei shnayim is chalitza sabsul, and cholz Beinu Lebeinu is also chalitza sabsul. So it sounds like he's going in two steps. Cholz b'fnei shnayim, there wasn't a bezin of three, but there were eidim. Then cholz Beinu Lebeinu, the next line of the Rambam, there weren't even two eidim. And it's still a chalitza sabsul. So what does he do with the Nebuki Yosef's kasha? So the pashtus is, that's all part of the din of Reach HaGet. What's the din if a man divorces his wife and there are no Eidim watching when he gives a get? So would you say it's a Reach HaGet or you say it's Garnish Ben Garnish? So that's a Machlokes HaKoreinim. The Shagazari has a tshuva about that also. That's a Machlokes HaKoreinim. So there's a Gemara in the end of Gittin that has part of this story, but does not the whole story. There is a Machlekes HaTanayim in Gittin. So every 10 blot, the Gemara repeats the same Machlekes HaTanayim. Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Loza. Where they say, Eidi Chasima Karsi or Eidi Mesira Karsi. There are two types of shtaras. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar raya. So shtar kinyan is, let's say, I want to be Mekadosh Anisha b'shtar. We have the practice, we do Kiddushe Kesef. We do Kiddushe Shavu Kesef. You give a ring, Shavu Kesef, Dina Kesef, if it's a Shavu Pruta, so the Kiddushe is Chal. So that's Kiddushe Kesef. But that's our minig today, the Rambam said, that's our minig. Probably they say that the reason for the minig is because the Karoim never believed in Kiddushe Kesef. The different groups of Karoim, there are African Karoim, Asian and European Karoim, so they have each group has different shtick. And one Sarashova that they all have is none of them are good as Kiddushin Kesef. Because Kiddushin Kesef is all Torah Shabbat Peh, Kicha Kicha Mistayef and Exerashova, and the Karoim don't believe in any Exerashova. So they never have Kiddushin Kesef. So the Rambam writes says Kiddushin Kesef is Torah Shabbat Peh, and Kiddushin Bia, Kiddushin Shtar, and Torah Shabbat Chzav. Then he ends off with Kvanog Kol Yisrael, the Kaddish Be Kesef. What does it mean? Kvanog Kol Yisrael means the Jews who follow the Rabbanim, the Orthodox Jews. To Kiddushi Kesef to demonstrate that we do subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh. Like the Balamor writes in Masechah Shabbos in Perikir in the third Perik, that we eat Sholent on Shabbos in the morning to demonstrate that we're not from the Kata Karoim. Because the Karoim read the Pasuk, not allowed to leave any fires on. So Friday night they'll have warm food because they just warmed it up before Shabbos. Even if you turn off the fire before Shabbos, the soup is still going to be warm. But on Shabbos morning, if you don't have any fire on the, by then, the soup, everything will be cold. So the minhag developed that you eat dafke chamen, the Shabbos, hot coffee, hot soup, something warm on Shabbos morning to demonstrate that we don't belong to the katakaroi. That's what the Baal HaMor has a famous line that's quoted by the Magen Avraham Shulchan Aruch. Whoever doesn't eat chamen b'Shabbos tzorch b'dika achra. You have to check, maybe he's from the katakaroi. Maybe he doesn't believe in the Torah Shabbat. The same thing, there's such a Rambam, we must have spoken about such a Rambam in Hilchas Milo. When you do a bris mila, so the Rambam quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Chulin, the bris mila, you have to use something that cuts. So you can use a scissors, you can use a knife, you can use a sharp stone, you can use a sharp piece of grass, if grass cuts, if you can use a sharp piece of glass. Sometimes people cut their finger on the edge of an envelope, piece of paper cut. So if you have paper that can cut the earlier, it's a thick piece of skin. Whatever cuts is good. Then the Rambam says, Kvanav Kol Yisrael, to use a knife. What do you mean, Kol Yisrael? Of course, the Goyim don't do bris mila. Means the Orthodox Jews go out of their way not to use the scissors. Because the Karoim interpreted, Karoim had invented their own Torah Shabbat Peh, because they don't accept Torah Shabbat Peh. So they have a pasuk in Yeshua that it says, when Yeshua ben Nun crossed over the Yarden and came to the city Gilgal, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Kach lecha charvos tzorim, shuv molos bnei Yisrael sheinis. They had a big national mila in Mitzrayim before Yitzias Mitzrayim, before eating Korban Pesach, and then for 40 years, only Shevet Levi was doing bris mila in the Midbar. The rest of the Shvatim were not performing bris mila. Gemara says the weather conditions were not conducive. It was a little bit dangerous to do bris mila. The only Shevet Levi did, and the other Shvatim weren't fulfilling bris mila. So when they crossed over the Yarden, they came to the city Gilgal, so then they did a national bris mila on everybody, and it says you should take charvos tzurim. So the Karoim have their own taich. Charvos tzurim means two knives that cut one against the other. That's what we call the scissors. So they made up their own dinim, that you can only perform bris mila with the scissors. So the Rambam says, the meaning by the Orthodox Jews is, we bedavke don't use the scissors. Even though it would have been easier to use the scissors. Sometimes there's a moel from the New York area who made a whole video of different moelim doing bris mila. So you see on the video the way the moel is using a knife, and then he's cutting off tzitzin, shein mak from the samili, he's cutting it off with a knife. So I remember the moel was giving a whole demonstration in the koilo a couple of years ago, so he said, what a strange thing, he should have used the scissors. The meaning is you don't use the scissors, because the Karaites insist you have to use the scissors, so we never use the scissors. Any part of the bris mila, you always use a knife. Even though it would have been easier, it would have been more normal to use the scissors. So the there are two types of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar rai. So we don't do kiddushin b'shtar. Well, let's say you want to make a kaddish b'shtar. So do you have to have signatures on the bottom? Is it necessary to have erech hasima? So if you're talking about a shtar raya, let's say I sold you my house, and you made a kinyan chazok, you made a kinyan kesh. Let's say some people, he comes with a suitcase, he gives me $100,000 in cash, $500,000 in cash for the house. So how is he going to prove that he bought the house? So he wants me to write him, he was kind of the house, he made a kinyan chazoket. He made a kinyan chalip, and he made a king kesh. He paid all the kesef, but he wants to have a riot that it doesn't belong to me. So I'll write him a shtar riot. So if you're writing a shtar riot, if you don't have erech hasima, so there's no shtar riot. Shtar riot, by definition, has to have erech hasima. But a shtar kinyan, that's a different animal. It's a ganz a different thing. Shtar kinyan is, I want to marry the girl, so I'm mekadosh b'shtar. I want to migarish my wife, I give her a shtar. I want to give you the house, but matan, I want to sell you the house. So I write a shtar to be makna the house to you. So whenever you have a shtar kinyan, it's not really intended to serve as a raya. The main purpose of the shtar is to accomplish the kinyan, to effect the change, to create kiddushin, to create gerishin, to create a kinyan or matana. So that's a major machlokes of Rameir and Reb Loza. So Rameir says, shtar kinyan is also, you need erech hasima. If you're not a Veda Chasima, it's not a good Shtar Kinyan. How does Shtar Kinyan work? By my giving you a raya that you're married to me, that accomplishes that become married. When I give a raya to my wife, that she's divorced from me, by my giving her a raya, she becomes divorced. If I give you a raya that I sold you the house, that causes that the house now belongs to you. If I give you a raya that I gave you the house in the matana, so that accomplishes the house belongs to you. So that's Reb Meir's opinion, that every shtar, even a shtar kinyan, has to start off as a shtar raya. And the mechanism, the mechanics is, by my giving you a raya, that the kinyan occurred, that itself constitutes the kinyan. We don't paskin like Reb Meir. We paskin like Karab Zelze. The shtar kinyan and shtar raya have nothing to do with each other. Shtar raya, by definition, has to have edim. If you don't have edim, it's not a shtar raya. But a shtar kinyan doesn't need any edim. Shtar kinyan, I can write down, sodi mechur lecha, I give it to you. And the Rambam says, I give it beino lebeino, the no edim chasimah, the no edim mesira. And it's good. By a geta, by shtar kiddushin, there you need edim mesira. Because dover should be every, you need to aid in the kima dover. But in Shtar Imam, the Rambam says, you don't need Erech Hasim, you don't need Erech Mesira, just give it up. So it's a totally different definition of a Shtar. So there's a Gemara in the end of Gittin where the Gemara says, if the din would have been like Reb Meir, that Erech Hasim or Karsi, and a man gives his wife a get, the get has 12 lines, Tessa said that's why it's called the get. Gimel Tessa, the Gematria of 12. So you have 12 lines, and then you have two signatures on the bottom, that's 14 lines. So let's say the husband gives his wife a get, but it doesn't have any Erech Hasima on it. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Reb Meir, the Erech Hasima car, it's a garnish megarnish. You didn't get the first base. You don't call that a Reach HaGet. What if a man gives his wife a blank piece of paper? And he says, Harei Mugoresh is Memeni, with a straight face. Harei Mugoresh Memeni. But there's nothing there. Well, let's say the Sefer wrote a get, and the husband took a blank piece of paper by mistake. He thought that he's giving the wife a get. Turns out he didn't give her anything. He just gave her a blank piece of paper. So Gemara says, Niorah B'Alma, that's a Gemara Yivamas before. Niorah B'Alma, blank piece of paper is garnish and garnish. That's not a reach I get. So even the Gemara says, even if he has the 12 lines of the get, but it has no Erech Hasima, if you're all like Reb Meir, if you don't have Erech Hasima, you didn't get the first base of garnish and garnish. So the Shaila is, well, we don't paskin like Reb Meir, we paskin like Reb Lozer, the Eidim Mesira Karsi. So the Shagasarye has a tshuva about this, and the tshuva is Hachadoshes. The regular Shagasarye is about the tzitzis and tefillin and arachayim dikazat. And the Shagasarye Hachadoshes, he has about the chodosh, has a lot of that tshuva is about chodosh, and he has about gittin, chalitzis, other areas of halacha. So the Shagasarye writes, just like according to Reb Meir, if you hold Erech Hasima Karsi, if the husband gives his wife a get, and then the Erech Hasima is garnish min garnish, it's not even Erech HaGet. So too, if a husband, if the din is like Reb Lozer, that you don't need Erech Hasima, but you need Erech Mesira. So if the husband gives his wife a get that has the 12 lines, doesn't have Erech Hasima, and he gives it Shaloi Bifnei Eidim, so it's garnish min garnish, it's not even Erech HaGet. And other Achrenim disagree. Shilti Giborim on the side of the Rif disagrees. He says, no. If you hold like Reb Meir, that Erech Hasima Karsi, you don't have Erech Hasima, so you didn't get the first base. But if you hold like Reb Lozer, Ashtar Kinyan is the Tzipur HaMaisa. He writes, I'm divorcing my wife. You don't need any Erech Hasima. Erech Mesira needed that it should be Chal. But even if it's not Chal, he went through the motions of giving a get. The get was written l'shmo. He gave his wife a get. It can't be chal to be matar harlein asi lashuk because there's no edim mesira. So that edim mesira karsi edim mesira ma'akev and the chalois haget. But lemaisa he gave a get. So it should be a reach haget. Should be posel. So that's Rav Chaim is assuming like the Shagasarye. So yes, on the Rambam quotes the Mishnah chalos beino lebeinos chalitzos apsula. So yes, why should it be a chalitzos apsula? He didn't even have Eidus Lekim Adav is Gadish Megadish. The Pashto says the Rambam holds like the Shilti Gibarim. That if whenever you need Eidus Lekim Adavar, you need it that it should be Chal. But even if the get is not Chal, even if the Chalitza is not Chal, but it's still a Rech I get, it's to be a Chalitza Psul. So the Rambam, so the Rav Chaim assumes, and is a lot of times, a lot of Talmidei Chacham say, the most important part of Chiddush Rav Chaim is its Kashas. Because he makes a lot of assumptions when he has kashas. Then he answers, okay, sometimes you agree, sometimes you don't agree. But Rav Chaim makes a major assumption over here. He's assuming like the Shagasarye, that if you give a get and there's no Eidim Mesira, it's garnish megarnish. It can't be a reach haget. Why not? Maybe the Rambam holds like Fishul Dibam. It is a Rech HaGet. So Rav Chaim assumes not so. He says, he assumes if you have no Eidus L'kim Adov, it's not even a Rech HaGet. It shouldn't even be a Chalitza Psula, nothing. So how come the Rambam writes, Cholos Beino L'Beino is Chalitza Psula? So Rav Chaim derives from this that by Chalitza there's no need at all for Eidus L'kim Adov. You only need Eidus L'kim Adov by Get and by Kiddush, and by Chalitza you don't need. Why should it be a difference? It's also Davar Shebi'erva. Davar Shebi'erva is when you declare the woman is an Esh Yisish and she's not an Esh Yisish. Or you say the woman is an Esh Yisish, a Zinsa. Adam come and they testify that Zinsa, she has to get divorced. So you're saying the woman who's married has to get divorced. So you're declaring you have to undo the issues that she has. Whenever you're talking about whether there is issues or there's not issues, or there shouldn't be any issues, so that's considered a Davar Shebi'erva. So why should Chalitza not require Eidus L'kim Adov? So Rav Chaim has a whole famous Chiddush. Everybody quotes from Rav Chaim. It's really in the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech raises the question, do you really need Eidus L'kim Adov by Yibum or by Chalitza? By Gittin Kedushin, you do need Eidus L'kim Adov. So Yibum or Chalitza should also be. Yibum makes that she's a full Esh Yisish, and Chalitza makes that she's not at all, not even any Zika. What's the tzad to say that Yibum Machalitza should not need Eidus L'kim Adov? So the Mishnah Melech says, maybe since Yibum is kind, the Mishnah has Perek Havoyavimta, Beim Shogig, Beim Bemezit, Beim Yonis, Beim Ratzon, is kind. By Kiddush at Bia, let's say a man is Mekadosh and Isha at Bia. So he has to have a mind the Shein Kiddush, the Chosen and the Kala. They both have to have Das Kiddushin. You need, he should be Bar Mitzvah, she should be a Gdoilah. Unless the father is agreeing to the Kiddush, you need Das Kiddushin. By Chalitza, by Yibum, the din is, even if he thought that it was his own wife, he thought he was having beer with his own wife, turns out that is the Yivama, so the Yibum is kind of even Bali Kavanah. He doesn't need Kavanah, she doesn't need Kavanah. As long as they know that they're having Tashmish, so that's good enough to be kind of. Then by Chalitza also, Bachalitza here, the Brisa says, we just learned it. Ben shenis kavan hu, lenis kavan hi. Ben shenis kavan hu, lenis kavan hu. Chalitza sa psula. You have to have kavana. So Tosis in Chulin, in the first paragraph, is Takasha, can a cotton, let's say, a man dies, he leaves no children, and he has a surviving brother. The brother's only 10 years old. The brother understands what Chalitza is. He learned in Yeshiva, he knows what Chalitza is. Can a cotton do Chalitza? So the Mishnah says a katan cannot do chalitza because you have a pasuk that says after you finish the whole chalitza, it says kach yasa leish asher liyim nes pesachiv. So the word ish often means ish prat le katan. Sometimes a ish prat le isha, and sometimes you memait you dash an ish prat le katan. So we say over here kach yasa leish ish prat le katan. A katan cannot do chalitza. What about a ktana? Can the yivama be a ktana? Let's say the man who died leaves an almana. The almana is only 10 years old. Of course, she never had any children. She's only 10 years old. She didn't become pregnant from him. So can she do chalitza when she's before bas mitzvah? So the Mishnah says no, because it says ish, kach yasa l'ish, ish prat l'katan, umakshin and ish l'ish. There's a hekesh between the yavam and the yavam. So just like the yavam has to be bar mitzvah, just like the yavam has to be bar mitzvah, so the yavam has to be a gedola also. She has to be by bas mitzvah. So Tosis and Chulin Frek Takasha, the Brisa says you have to have kavana. This kavan who will this kavan he is you need kavana shneim by chalitza. So a katan is a labardas. So the din is a katan can write a get. A katan katana can write a get. Whenever you need das, whenever you need lishma. Let's say when you tie tzitzis. So where there's a machlekes harishana where they need lishma when you tie the tzitzis on the beggar. When you take the wool and you convert it into strings, the Gemara says, all the Amoraim agree that you have to have Lishma. Everybody agrees that you need Lishma. Not everybody agrees that we paskin la'alocha. Not all the Amoraim. We paskin that you need Tviya Sachutim, to take the wool and to convert it into strings, that's be done Lishma. What about when you tie it on the beggar? So the Rambam holds you don't need Lishma. And Tosis' opinion is that for sure you need Lishma. Even in converting the wool into the strings has to be lishma. That's the haskalah. That's twice removed from the final product. When you tie the chutim on the beged, we sure you need lishma. So that's a shaylik in a cut. And before bar mitzvah, tie tzitzis. I used to I was raised for a while by my grandparents. My family lived in Philadelphia, and the day school only went to the fifth grade. So they had to send me to New York to stay with my grandparents to go to yeshiva in New York. So my grandfather taught me as a little boy in sixth grade. I wasn't bar mitzvah. My grandfather taught me how to tie tzitzit. So when I was in the Young Israel, Rabbi Peretzky's Young Israel, he was a big Talmid Chacham. He didn't know that I was tying the tzitzit. He would have taught me in Arlato. So I was tying the tzitzit on the talis. Whenever they bought a new talis, I knew how to tie the tzitzit. So I was tying the tzitzit on the back. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's a machlekes, the Taisus and the Rambam. That according to Taisus, that you need lishma, a katan cannot have kavanah lishma. Katan's a la bardas. So the katan, a katan a la bardas. So what do you need a pasuk that a katan ish prat le katan? Katan can't do chalitza. Makshin in ishalish, a katan can't do chalitza either. Of course they can't do chalitza, they're la bardas, so you can't have kavanah. So Taisus answers, Rav Chaim elaborates on this. Rav Chaim, Rashi Mishkot has the same thing, Rav Ahana Basman has the same thing, and Rav Yosef Engel has the same, all the same generation. Everybody says the same thing. Kavanah and Das are two different things. A Kotan is a la bar Das, so he can have Lishmo, he can do Lishmo. A Kotan can have Das Bailim, and he can have Lishmo. But Kavanah he can have. He knows what he's doing. If by chalitza all you need is kavana, it doesn't say you need das. It's not a din that you need. Lishma means you need a bar das to think lishma. Ksiv saget needs lishma, so Gemara says a kotan can't write lishma. You have to have a bar das. But for kavana you can have. The Shagasai has in one of his svarim in Turiyev and he asked Akasha, there's a machloikis in the Gemara where the mitzvah tzichas kavana, mitzvah zain tzichas kavana. So in Shulchan Aruch they quoted to Sveika Dina. Magar Avram quotes a pshara from the Radvaz, it's really from the Ramban, way before the Radvaz, that the Ramban makes a hachra that mitzvahs the Raisa you do need kavana, mitzvahs the Rabbana you don't need kavana. Because it really, Tosis points out the two different sugyas. Sugya in the end of Pesachim is talking whether mitzvah sichos kavana, the Gemara is talking about mora bizman hazeh. The mora is only the Raisa bizman hamigdash. Mora bizman chain beis hamigdash kayyam is only mid the Rabbana. So the Gemara has a shayla. What if he ate the maror for karpas? He doesn't have two different vegetables. He's eating the same vegetable twice, both for karpas in the beginning, before the whole meal begins, and then later he's going to use it again. So if do you say mitzvah sichos kavana by mitzvah derabbanan? So he wasn't yotze when he ate the karpas, he was not yotze the maror? Or should I say, no, he was yotze the maror, even though he's not eating of the shem maror, he's eating of the shem karpas. Maybe mitzvah zain sichos kavana. So there the sugi is discussing mitzvah derabbanan with a mitzvah chizkabbanan. There the Gemara is very careful only to quote dinim derabbanan to prove braises and mishnayis. And then in brachas the Gemara talks about reciting kriyashma. Kriyashma is deraisa. A person is being mavisedra or something like that, or he's learning, he's correcting the sefer Torah, and he's reading Shema Yisrael Shama Kana Shama Chon. He didn't have a mind of shame to be out to the mitzvah of kriyashma. He's kari lahagia. He doesn't have a mind to be out to any mitzvah. So the Gemara has a shayla there with the mitzvah chas kavan. So Taisa points out the two different sugi is not necessarily tali zebizeh. There's room to distinguish between dinim the mitzvahs derais and mitzvahs derabban. So that's what the Radvaz paskins and the Ramban before the Ramban has like that. That the Ramban thinks that only the pasuk rishon is derais. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, that's derais, and the rest is only the Rabban. Everything else is only the Rabban. So the Ramban says that's what the Gemara says, that you only have to have kavan and the pasuk rishon. Shema Yisrael Shem Echad, and if you read the rest, even if you didn't have kavanah at all, you yotze because mitzvah is the rabbanan, ain't tzvichas kavanah. Mitzvah is the rights of tzvichas kavanah. That's how the Ramban paskin. So the Turiyev and the Shagasari has a kasha. So how do you ever do chinuch haktanim? You have to be mechanuch haktanim to shake a lulav and to wear tzitzis and to bismana gemar to wear tefillin. Bismana gemar, they used to have them wear tefillin years before they were bar mitzvah. He used to have someone who participates in the Shia, maybe he's here now. He said that he started putting out till the age of 8. I think he comes to the Shia of Flatbush, not the Shia, yeah. He said he was somewhere in a, I forgot already which city, Italy or somewhere. He said by the Svartim they put on tefillin. He sends his son to MTJ. So he wanted his son to start putting on tefillin at age of 8. So he said, Rav David Feinstein wouldn't let him. Because all the children daven together, the other children don't put on tefillin until bar mitzvah. But by the Sfarim, they follow the din in the Gemara. You put on tefillin when the child is old enough, he knows how to take care of the tefillin. That's way before. Yeah, so the Turi Eben asked the Kasha, how can you say, Machanacha Kotna Mitzvah, the Kotna's a lot by Das, and if you all Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, the Kotna can't have Kavanah. So he's not guaranteeing anything anyway. So what do you gain by just going through the pantomime of making believe that he's doing the Mitzvahs? He's saying a Bracha Levatola, Kiddushan Satsuano, Alatilas Lulav, Laniach Tfilin, he's not guaranteeing anything. So how do you talk about Chinuch? So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this kasha. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a tshuva sefer called Bein Paras. Bein Paras Yosef, his name was Yosef. So he says, Kavon and Das are two different things. A Kotan is a lot by Das, but he's a Bar Hochi of Kavon. That's Rab Chaim, that's Rab Shimon Shkop says, that's a, all the Gdol HaChreinim, they all say they were in the same generation. They all say the same thing.
By Kedushin as well.
No, by Kiddushin you need Das. So a Kotan is a lot by Das. When you need Ushma, so also you need a Bar Das. But if all you need is Kavana, so that's the Tosfos and Chulin, the Rab Chaim quotes. All you need is Kavana, so a Kotan is a Bar Hochi of Kavana, if he knows what he's talking about, so he can have Kavana. So that's Rab Chaim adopts this position. Rab Chaim assumes that if Chalitza would need Edus Likim Adova, like a Get in Kiddushin, if you would give a get without aid in Mesira, it wouldn't even be a Recha get. It would be nothing. He's making an assumption like the Shagas Aryeh. The simple answer is the Rambam doesn't hold like the Shagas Aryeh. Holds the Shilta Yevarim. That if you hold like Reb Meir, Eidei Chasima Karasi, you don't have Eidei Chasima, then it's Gornish Megornish. Then it's not a Recha get. It's nothing by definition. It's not a Shtar. But if you all like Rab Loza, the two different types of the shtar, a shtar raya has to have erech hasima, you have the erech hasima, you didn't get the first base, there's nothing there. But if you all like Rab Loza, that erech mesira karsi, erech mesira is only needed that it should be chal. But we're talking a recha get not chal, even though nothing was chal. It's a recha get, so if you give a get, b'li erech mesira, it should be a recha get. So that's the simple answer on the Rambam. Why the Rambam writes that Cholatz Benola Beno is a Chalitza Psula, even if you hold that you do need Eidus L'Kiyam Adova by Chalitza, but it's still going to be a Chalitza Psula. So Rab Chaim doesn't assume like that. He's assuming like the Shagas Aryeh, that whenever you need Eidus L'Kiyam Adova, you didn't have it, it's not even called the Rech HaGet, it's not even called the Chalitza Psula. So he's machriach that the Rambam must hold, disagrees with that. Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef says Chalitza needs Eidus L'Kiyam Adover. And he says Rab Chaim holds you don't need Eidus L'Kiyam Adover. Why? So he holds like that Mishnah Melech's work. The whole idea of Eidus L'Kiyam Adover is to elevate the level of Das. By Mekir HaMemkar is a lower level of Das. By Gittin Kiddushin you need a higher level of Das. It's a more serious issue. You buy breakfast cereal in the grocery, so it's not such a major decision in life. But if you're going to get married or you're going to get divorced, that's a major decision. So that needs a stronger level of Das. So if the Das is expressed in public, in front of two Edim, that's like Das on international television. If two Edim heard that I expressed Das, they can tell the whole world that I have Das. I can't deny it later on. Sometimes people in the yeshiva, years ago, they used to have one of the administrators would always make deals with the students, and then he would always say, Bein Eino LeBein Atzmeinu. There was nobody there, and he would always back out. It was Yadur. He would always back out from the Bein Eino LeBein Atzmeinu. But if you have Eidus L'Kiyam Adov, it's a stronger Das. You can't back out. So Rab Chaim goes with that Svara of the Mishnah Melech, that the only time you need Eidus L'Kiyam Adov is by Gittin Mekedushim, where you need a higher level of Das. But by Yibam, you don't need Das at all. He thought that it was his wife. It turns out that it was the Yivam. The Yivam is kind of a ball you into. Beim Shegig, Beim Hemezid, Beim Yoinis, Beim Rotz, and it didn't want to be kind of. Chalitza also, Tosfos proves. Chalitza just needs Kavana, doesn't need Das. If it would need Das, you wouldn't need a Pasuk to say that a Kotna is no good, and a Ktana is no good. Of course, if there's no Das, no good. The Gemara never said you need Das. The Gemara said you need Kavana. So that's a famous comment Rab Chaim makes. That's a Shaila Halacha Lamaisa. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote a Machlekes about that. Whether Yibum needs Eidus L'Kiyam Adova. Do you need Eidus L'Kiyam Adova by Kedusha Bia, by Kedusha Kesem Shtar, do you need Eidus L'Kiyam Adova? Do you need Eidus L'Kiyam Adova by Yibum? So that's, Rab Chaim isn't paskening La Halacha, Abchaim thinks that the pshat on the Rambam is that you don't need Eidus L'Kem Adav. He thinks you only need Eidus L'Kem Adav when you need Das to elevate the level of the Das. But Rab Chaim holds that by Chalitz and Yibum, you don't need a higher level of Das. So there's no need for Eidus L'Kem Adav.
The whole nice of it happened in Sfat, Yosef Cairo and his relative, where there was no Kavana from the Ish. Did anybody hold that he was Reach Chalitza? That it accomplished that yet, but Yosef Cairo thought it was 100% good anyway.
Not 100% good, no.
What, but I thought Yosef Cairo said it was okay.
Yosef Cairo passed away. The whole story happened after Rabbi Yosef Kara. Rabbi Yosef Kara had three sons. So one son passed away, leaving no children. So the shaila was who should do Yibum. So one of the surviving sons was married already. The Yevama, the Amana, was the sister of Rab Chaim Vital. So her father told her, don't agree to do Yibum. But it's fine when they marry more than one wife, and they still practice Yibum. Both Ashkenazim don't do Yibum. We hold that the Gemara says the end of the story was, you're not allowed to do Yibum as much as that, because we're afraid maybe he's not doing it L'Shem Shamayim. Nimzit Kepikev B'Yerva, the Korah Vadavli Yas Havlad Mamzer. The Gemara earlier, on Lama Tess on the base, like Abu Shol. So Rab Chaim Vital's father told his daughter she shouldn't agree to do Yibum because the son of Rabbi Yosef, the surviving son, was already married with his first wife, and he's going to treat you like a maid. He's not going to treat you bekavadik like a real wife. So he told her she should insist on chalitza, and the son insisted he wants to do Yibum. So there was a stalemate; they didn't get anything done. So somebody recommended to the girl that she should go and do rikika. So she walked into shul one morning on Monday or Thursday morning, right after Kriyas Hatar, in that Rizal shul, and so she walks over to the yom, and they thought she was crazy. A woman walks in shul in the middle of the davening, so she tiptoes over to the yom, she spits on the floor, and she walks out. They thought she lost her mind. So then the rabbi in Sfat said, that's it, now we're going to force the yom to do chalitza. Why? Because the Gemara says, yivam shirakaka tachlots. Because in the normal course of events, the end of the chalitza, normally you do first the chalitza, then you do the rikika at the end. If you did the order backwards, if you did first rikika, then chalitza is also good, but yeah, but the seder is not miyakeh. But normally the seder advarim is, first you do the chalitza, you take off the shoe from the right foot, and then you do the rikika on the floor. So the din is, once you did chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibum. So what if they didn't do the chalitza yet? They just did the rikika. They just did the rikika, so nothing happened yet. But mishum arisayin, the people will see they did rikika, so they may think, oh, the rikika is at the very end. They must have already done the chalitza, and now they're finishing it off with the rikika. So the Gemara has a chumra medrabanan, yivam mishirav kaka, if they intended, they wanted to do chalitza, and they started doing it backwards, and they first did the rikika. So tachlots, we don't allow her to do yibum, because the marisayin, the people may think that they already did the chalitza and we're permitting a chalutza to marry the yavam. Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibum. That's the gemara. So the rabbi told her this chachma, this hamtzoah, she should do rikika, and once she does rikika, the yavam is not allowed to do yibum, not allowed to do yibum, so then we're going to be koy for him to do the chalitza. So that's what they did. They were koy for him to do the chalitza. And at that time, there was a young Talmid Chacham. I don't think he was 20 years old. I think the Maritats, there were two people with the same Rashi Tevet Maritats. So this one was Rebbe Ben Yontov Tzahalom. He was a young man in Tzfat. This is where he became famous because of this. So he wrote a whole Shuvah that it was wrong. Yivam Shiraka Katachlatz means if the Yavam and Yavama are interested in doing Chalitza, and they did it backwards instead of first doing the Chalitza, they did first the Rikika. Mishum Marisayan, the outsiders, the onlookers, will think they must have done the whole chalitza ceremony, they just finished it off now. And once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibam. But over here, the yavam wasn't interested, he didn't want to do chalitza. So it didn't get off the ground, there was nothing. All they did was rikika. That's nothing. That was his taina, the whole thing was a mistake.
Because you need kavanah.
Because you need, yeah, you have to have kavanah. if they would have done chalitza without kavana, so we pass on like the second lashon in the Gemara. The second v'ikadiamri, we just v'ikadiamri by the tiny base. Tami dalei chazina chazina chayshishim. Why? Hanimilu nishtaru ili alma to be matter al ashuk. You need kavana by the chalitza. Aval achem ipsalot, it's like a din of recha get chalitza psula. Maybe they're Isa, maybe they're Rabbanan. That's if they did chalitza without kavana. If they did chalitza without kavana, so we pass like the second lashon, that's a chalitza psula. But here they never did the chalitza. They just did the rekika. No one's going to think that the rekika was a gemart. It was obvious to everybody that the oven wasn't participating in anything over here. If she would have taken off his shoe, neither he nor she had kavana, that would be the second lashon gemart. But the only did rekika, there was nothing. So that's a shaila lo hamaisa and Eben Ezer. What if the man does yibum? The yavam does yibum, and the no edus l'kim adava. Is it necessary to have edus l'kim adava by yibum? Because by yibum we clearly don't need das. Abal yaminta b'shegiv meizet b'ainis b'ratzen yekaynes. And maybe according to the Mishnah Melach, along with Rabchaim, edus l'kim adava is only needed when you want to elevate the level of das. But by yibum you don't need das. Even b'karcha, even shelodim miskaben is kaynem. So that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. So it's interesting that Binyan Sion has, Avyanket Etlinger, has two tshuvas about this. The Binyan Sion in the first volume and in the second volume. Now they print both volumes together, but he has two tshuvas about this. He lived in Germany. He was the one who gave smicha to Rabbi Samson Reifel Hirsch. He was a prominent Talmid Chacham in Germany. He has very nice svarim, Aruch Laner, and other svarim. So he has two different occasions. He is a part that has the same Shaila. By Yekes, it's hard to believe this story. A man died, he had no children, and his wife needed chalitza. But his brother had a crush on the almana. So they slept together. But they were no edim. He's not going to tell people that he's going to sleep with the Yavama. And then later on, they were discussing, can they do chalitza? If he did yibum, then your chalitza doesn't help. You have to give a get. Once you do yibum, you have to give a get. But the shalva, he didn't tell any. They want the edus l'kim adover. So kiddushi bia needs edus l'kim adover. This is not kiddushi bia. This is yibum. So the Mishlam Melech raised the suffix, and the Shulchan Aruch, it's an explicit machlekes harishayim where the yibum needs edus l'kim adover. A chalitza, yibum chalitza, do you need edus l'kim adover? Is the din that an issue of marriage, a cancellation of a marriage, kiddushin, a gerushin, needs edus l'kim adover? That's the din. It's not chalat or is the vort. No, you need a higher level of das. So if it's a vort of a higher level of das, then yibum chalitza do not need a higher level of das. It just needs kavana. It does need a higher level of das. So the Binyan Tzion has the same shaila, many years apart, with two different people. That the Yavam slept with the Yavama and he didn't tell anybody about it. And then when they were going to do Chalitza, so he paskens they can do Chalitza. He paskens that the Yibum needs Eidus L'kim Adover. Since there were no Eidim, the Yibum was not Koine. Yibum was not Koine, so he can do Chalitza. He can do the Chalitza. If the Yibum would be Koine, he wouldn't be able to do Chalitza. You would need a get. There wouldn't be any need for Chalitza.
What's the basis that Chalitza needs Kavon?
I don't think they have a pasuk. I think it's a brisa, just a svara. Says it's a tasefta, but it's. I don't think they learned it out from a pasuk. They understood it's a svara. That's what I think we may have mentioned. The Chacham Tzvi, the first tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi discusses what is the kavana here. They think that it's based on mitzvah sichas kavana. Since chalitza is a mitzvah, it says mitzvah chalitza. We call a parak mitzvah chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. Some hold it's a mitzvah, even if the Yavama is 95 years old, she's not interested in remarrying. Still a mitzvah to do the chalitza. So you say you have to have kavana, l'shem mitzvah. Because mitzvah tzichas kavana. If you did it, b'li kavana, so you're not yotze the mitzvah, and therefore it's not matir. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says.
Yet we don't say the same by evil. If mitzvah tzichas kavana, it should be the same by evil.
Yeah, by Yibum we say it's Kaine, even though he was not the Kaine Mitzvah. Right. So why can't you say the Chalitza is Mater even if he's not the Kaine Mitzvah? I don't know. That's a good question.
Do we pass them like Abishol?
Yeah, we do pass them like
Abishol. So then what is he accomplishing by sleeping with his Yivoma? It's a Shalol Lishma for sure.
Yeah, for sure, Shalol Lishma.
So?
No, Abishol says it's not. We don't permit him to do Yibum. So he was embarrassed. He said, here, these two cases, he's not going to say he's interested in doing Yibum. He was Mezana with the Yavama. So the Shaila is, but Mezana, you should be kind of the Yibum. It's prohibited to do it, but he did it. So maybe the Yibum is kind of, unless he say, need Eidus Lekim Adov. If he need Eidus Lekim Adov, he said he wasn't kind of. He wasn't kind of. So that's what the Bing and Sien Paskins, and they're both Jews. He said the same thing. He thinks that we do. In Shulchan Aruch, there are two opinions, where the Yibum needs Eidus Lekim Adov.
When we say,
it really applies.
Does that work here?
Wouldn't apply here, no. Let's say, man's Mekadosh Echai V'Lavin. So the Gemara says, you don't say Yavi Lavinani. It is Chal. The Gemara says, there are exceptions to the rule. This is a famous Gemara. Okay. The Gemara says that by Kiddush Ibiya, you don't require that the Eidim should be inside the bedroom. He tells them, I'm going inside and God Mekadosh B'Biya. So then we have the expression that appears in the Mishnah, Hein Hein Eidi Yichud, Hein Hein Eidi Biya. Even though they don't see what's happening, he told them that it's going to be Mekadosh B'Biya. So even though it's only Eidus Yidi below Eidus Riyah, they don't really see it, but they understand that he's doing Kiddush B'Biya, so that's good enough. That's a Shaila. Does that carry over to Kiddush Kesef also? Let's say the chassan, you have two edim under the chuppah, then the chassan says, Ariyam Mekodesh Esli, and he leans over, and the edim, when he leans over, the edim can't see him give over the ring to the kala. So maybe he never gave a ring to the kala, maybe the ring that he held in his hand, maybe he put it in his shirt pocket, and she put her own ring on her finger. The edim didn't see what happened. So is that acceptable or not? So in Shulchan Aruch, some assume that that's a machlokes harishonim. The Beis Shmuel assumes that's a machlokes and rishonim, where the Eidus Yidi below Eidus Riyah is acceptable by Kiddush Kesef. By Kiddush Biyah, for sure it's acceptable. That's what Hein Eidi Yichud, Hein Eidi Biyah. They didn't see the Maisa. So it's good by Kiddush Biyah. Why shouldn't it be good by Kiddush Kesef? So there's a Tshuvas Maimini. The Rambam has 14 Svarim. We call it the Yara Chazaka, 14 Svarim. So on the bottom of the page, you have different Mefarshim on the Rambam. You have the Magen Mishnah, you have the Kesem Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, the Mishnah Melech. On the bottom, you have, what's his name? The Migdalois. You have all the Mefarshim. And then you have on the bottom of the page, the Hagos Maimini has nothing to do with the Rambam. He's not a Mefarsh on the Rambam. He just tells you what Rashi and Tosfos have to say. He's not at all, doesn't say a word on the Rambam. Whatever the Rambam says, he tells you what Rashi and Tosfos would say. Never comments on the Rambam. So then you have in the back of every one of the 14 volumes of the Rambam, you have Tshuvas Maimini. That has nothing to do with the Rambam at all. No, they never mentioned the Rambam. They didn't have a Rambam. They have all the Tshuvas in the Maharam Rutenberg. It was the end of the Balei HaTosfos and some earlier Balei HaTosfos. They have Tshuvas from Balei HaTosfos on topics that are nogeya to that section of the Rambam. So let's say in Hilchas Schiras Poyalim. So they have 25 Tshuvas from the Balei HaTosfos, so they put it, that's called Tshuvas Maimini. They're not Tshuvas by the Rambam, they're Tshuvas in the back of the Rambam. On that section, you have Hilchas Mekach HaMemkar, Hilchas Mechiras, on the back they'll have Tshuvas of the Balei HaTosfos on Mechira. They will not quote the Rambam. They didn't have the Rambam. They don't quote it. So there's a Tshuvas Maimini. I think this one may be by the Maharam Rutenberg. Most of the Tshuvas Maimini are by the Maharam Rutenberg. Some of them are not. So there's the Beis Shmuel quotes this Tshuvas Maimini that La Masara Hakosav El Chachamim. The Torah leaves it up to the Chachamim to determine how much the Edom have to see. So by Kiddush it's not their Eretz, they should be in the room when the Ben is going to have Kiddush Biyah. So the Chachamim said it's good enough if the Edom stand outside. Hein Hein Eidi Yichud, Hein Hein Eidi Biyah. But by Kiddush Kesef there's nothing improper. if they watch the way he gives the Rava the ring. So the Rishayim say it's not acceptable. If the Chassan leans over and the Edom didn't see him actually giving over the ring, so they say it's not acceptable. Whenever you can have actually have Riyah Samaisa, so we wouldn't accept if they only have what they call Edis Yediyah below Edis Riyah. They didn't really see what happened. We only accept it by Kiddush Yediyah because La Masar Kals Velach HaChamim. That's an idea the Gemara has. La Masar HaKals Velach HaChamim. A lot of times, the Gemara has a Lashon by Malachas Chalamayit. You tell me what's Mutta, what's Aser. A lot of times it's very difficult. Hilchas Shabbos is very clear. Hilchas Yantav is a little less clear. Hilchas Chalamayit is much less clear. A lot of times unclear. So the Gemara has a lashon. La Masar Kals Velach HaChamim. The Chachamim determine what should be included in the Din Deraisa and what should not be included in the Din Deraisa. By some Talmid Chachamim, that's Rabbi Shavais, a prominent big Talmid Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. This is one of his recurrent themes. La Masar Kals Velach HaChamim. So the Chachamim have the right to determine what they think the Din is. You can't always ask such logical kash. How come over here it's also here it's Mutta? Here they said like this, and then they said like that. Okay, that is sometimes that is absolutely the route to go. Not always.
If you really generally done with Pia, so don't we say in Kisha Elo Das? Wouldn't that mean that there's always Das by Yibam?
He has to have Das, yeah. But he thought it was his wife. He didn't realize that it's his sister-in-law. But that's Bali Kavona.
There's Das, but there's no
Kavanah. No, there's Das to do Bia, but he didn't think it was the Yibama. He thought it was his wife, or he thought it was his girlfriend, whatever. He didn't realize that he's doing Yibam.
But with Edus the Kivah,
by Yibam, it's a Machloikes in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishlam Melech explains what the issue is, and Rav Chaim explains it a little better. One opinion is that Edus Lekim Adav is only needed by Gittin Kedushin to elevate the level of Das. Because Gittin Kedushin is much more important than Mekach HaMemka. More important than buying a house. This is going to determine the whole future of his life. So you need a higher level of Das. To attain that higher level of Das, he has to express the Das in public. He has to express the Das in the presence of two Edim. So then by Yibam HaChalitz, you don't need such a high level of Das. Kavan is enough. Akot Nektana wouldn't be good if not for the Zeris HaKasuf. And the other opinion is no. Edus Lekim Adav is not a board to elevate the level of Das, should be a higher level of Das. It's a din. Ishus and breaking Ishus is only valid. Gittin, Kiddushin, Chalitza, Yibum is only Chal if you have Edus Lekim Adav. It's not because we want to obtain a higher level of Das. You don't need a higher level of Das. Doruch Laniyah Paskin is like the second sheet, and not like Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim didn't say it, L'Psak HaLoche. Rav Chaim just saying, he thinks this is Pshat in the Rambam. Doesn't mean we Paskin like the Rambam. Rav Chaim says a lot of things on the Rambam. He's just explaining, he's not implying that we Paskin like that. Very good. This famous Gemara. The next Gemara starts an important discussion. Rav Yehuda Marav, the same Rav Yehuda, who is a Talmud both of Rav and Shmuel, he says another din in the name of Rav. The sandal shel chalitza has to be made from leather. The Gemara says it based on this pasuk in Yecheskel on the next line. In Yecheskel chapter 10, it says, Ve'enolech tochash. Tachash was a kosher animal that existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in Perek B'Memadikin, the animal isn't around anymore, so we can't check to see if it's Malagir Mafis Parasa. But we have a tradition, it must have been a kosher animal. Must be that it was Malagir Mafis Parasa, because they use Oris Choshen for the Mishkan. And how can it be? You're going to use leather for the Mishkan, and it's from a non-kosher animal. It can't be Luhukshu, Lamalach HaShamayim, Elor Behemet Torah Bavad. It cannot be that Tachash is a non-kosher animal, and you're allowed to use it for the Mishkan. It has to be it's a kosher animal. So here the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk, the whole background of the Pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of delivered a baby, like a doctor delivers a baby, and then the baby's all full of blood and all full of filth. So So he washes off the baby, then you put on Yishmeran oil on the tush, then you put on a diaper, then you put on pajamas, whatever, you put on clothing. When the baby gets a little older, you buy Shechalach Benolach Tacha. So Rabbi Shalom says, I delivered the baby. I took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That's like delivering the baby. He created Klal Yisrael, and he took care of them like you take care of a baby, and he bought Shechalach. He gave them shoes made from leather from the Tachash animal. So the Gemara wants that there's going to. So the Gemara wants after that pasuk, when you do chalitza, you have to chalutza nal. It says in the pasuk you have to chalutza nal amial ragli. You have to take off a nal. So the Gemara learns after this pasuk, it's only called a nal if it's from leather. If it's like an ola tachash, tachash is the hide of the tachash animal. It has to be leather. So there's going to be a machlekes hatanaim here, remeir and nechachamim. Yeah, Tosfos has it here. Dima mascha sandal atofa bepishtan. The Gemara is going to have it on the next staff. Yeah, on the sixth line from the top. Kava kiteya mani Reb Meir, and then the next one is the chachamim. It's a stira. So Gemara said there's a machlekes Reb Meir and chachamim. What is the pasuk telling me in Yecheskel that it's only considered a nal if it's made from tachash? What does that mean? So the accepted opinion is it has to be made from leather. That's the rule. A shoe that's not made, let's say in Holland they wear wooden shoes, or if you wear good sneakers, a lot of people wear sneakers, it's not no leather, it's only cloth, even though it protects the foot, it's not called a shoe. And Reb Meir disagrees, the reason why you have to have tachash leather, that's normal because it protects the foot. If you're just going to wear socks, it doesn't protect, but if you have any other kind of a shoe from any other material that is megan, it does protect the foot. And that's also called a nal. There's no halacha l'moshe misina, has to be leather. So that's the machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim. How do we paskin? So that's a shaila and din. So we usually, we're mekel. On Yom Kippur, everybody wears sneakers. And on Tisha B'Av and Rachman al-Aslan, middle of Shiva, when you're not allowed to wear needles or sandal. So we're mekel. Anything that's not made from leather is permissible. The same thing when you go on Harabayis. Okay, Rashi quotes the pasuk. Where's the Rashi? Here, Rashi has Yeshaya chapter Aleph. Right in the middle of the Omud, the long Rashi, the whole column. So in the middle, Rashi quotes from the Yeshaya chapter Aleph. The Novi says that's in Shabbos Chazayim. The Haftarah for Shabbos Chazayim. Min b'kezez miyetchem en moyschat seirai. Who invited you to come to the Beis HaMikdash to trample in the Beis HaMikdash? What's trampling? Who's trampling the Beis HaMikdash? You're not allowed to walk on the Beis HaMikdash with shoes on. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the burning bush, the Baruch Shalom tells him, there's Ashura Sashchina, Shal Na'alecha Mi'al Raglecha Ka'amokha Mishara Ra'im Harolav Admas Kredi Shoe. So you're not allowed to wear a leather shoe. But if it's not made from leather, then it is mutter. So you have religious soldiers in Eretz Yisrael who sometimes have to stand guard in the Harabais. They have to make sure that our cousins don't make any trouble over there. So they say, Rabbi Yashu told them that they shouldn't wear leather shoes. They should wear sneakers. Because the din that you're not allowed to go with shoes in the Harabais only applies if the shoes are shoes, if the shoes are made from leather. We paskin like the Chachamim against Reb Meir. And the Balamor paskins not. So Balamor says, no, kol ha-terukula, we paskin like Reb Meir. That if it's megan, if it protects, so it's good for chalitza, it's good for the din deraisa, and on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wear it, because it's shoes, and on Shiva, you're not allowed to wear. And the rabbis also, you're not allowed to wear. Anything that's megan, you're not allowed to wear. But that's not the generally accepted opinion when megan, even on Yom Kippur. See, Rav Soloveitchik used to recommend to be machmer on Yom Kippur, not to wear sneakers. They quote from the Vilna Gaon like that, because Tosfos' opinion is, Abin Tam's opinion is, that the Olah Hamisha Inuyim on Yom Kippur is only the Rabbanan. The only one that's their right is Achila Shtia, that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But you're not allowed to have Tashim Shamita, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilos HaSandal, all the others are only the Rabbanan. Roha Raya, that there's only chorus, the Gemara says in the Dharm, there's only chorus on Achila Shtia, there's no chorus on the other Inuyim. So, but it's all based on the one pasuk, the Nisim Esnaf Shesechem. So how can you say, on some there's curse, on others there's no curse? Rabbein Tam says that that's a haichoche, that all the other Inuim is only the Rabbanan, and only Achilu Shtiyah is the Reis. But the Bach points out that for the simple reading of the Rambam in Hilchos Shvi'is Asa, the dinim of Yom Kippur, so the Rambam sounds very much like he holds all the Chamisha Inuim is their Isa. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon that you should be choshish for the Rambam, that since the Chamisha Inuim is with their Isa, let's say, we'll make a lot of Tisha B'Av to wear sneakers. But Tisha B'Av is only the Rabban. We'll make a lot of Shiva. Ashkenazim hold that the whole Shiva is only the Rabbanan, even Avelos Yom Rishon, we assume is only the Rabbanan. But on Yom Kippur, according to the Rambam, the Nidus HaSandol is a Din Deraisa, so maybe it's Kedai to be Cheshish for the Balamor, that the Balamor Paschon is like Rabbi Meir, that all you need is Midi to make, and you don't need that, it should really be made from leather. So people wear sneakers all the time, it is Megan, it does protect the foot. If you're just wearing socks, so a pair of socks, that's not Megan, that doesn't protect. But if you're wearing a good pair of sneakers, that protects the foot. So that would be a machlekes ha-tanoim, and a machlekes of Rishonim ha-paskan, whether it has a din of a nal. So Rav Soloveitchik used to always recommend you should be choshish for the shitas Rav Meir, because the Balamor paskan is like that. He used to say, based on the Rambam, that the Rambam writes, you have to margish koshi ha-oretz on Yom Kippur. So he said you have to wear sneakers without any arches. If you wear sneakers with arches, then you're not margish koshi ha-oretz. If you don't have arches, it's flat, then it's going to hurt your foot a little bit. It's not going to be so comfortable. So that was his chumrah, that on Yom Kippur you should wear sneakers without arches, so you're margish koshi ha-oretz. Okay. Even though they're not made from leather. So that's what the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion about that. The Gemara is going to have another din. Well, it's going to have another din. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry things in the Rishus HaRabim. One of the 39 Melachim says, Haitzor. So everyone should walk out undressed, naked in the street, Aljamas. You're carrying your clothes. And the answer is no. The clothes are bottle of Gabi, the body, that's not an issue of Haitzor. So all clothes are bottle of Gabi, the body. So you wear an undershirt, you wear an Arabic canvas, you wear a shirt on top, you wear a sweater, you wear a jacket, you wear a tie, everything is a beggar. What about shoes? So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. Are you allowed to wear sneakers on Shabbos? So if you hold a very strange Gemara, if you hold that sneakers are not called shoes, like we paskin, asvidavka, leather is called shoes, so then you're not allowed to wear it because it's hotzor. Why is it hotzor? The Tanoim never dreamt of a tie. People wear a cap, but the Tanoim had a cap. Whatever is a beggar in your Medina. A very strange Gemara, but that's, Taisa points out, very strange, but that's what it says in the Gemara. It's a machlaikis here. Where is it? Here, the seventh line from the top. 1, 2, 3, about 7 lines. The Snan. Ramehi the Snan, Hakiteh Yotzeh B'Kavshalo Div Reb Meir, Reb Yosi Yoser. There's a machlekes hatanaim. On Shabbos, you're only allowed to wear clothing. So you're allowed to wear a pair of shoes, that's also clothing. But what if the shoes are made from leather, that's called shoes. What if the shoes are made from cloth? The shoes are sneakers. So it's Megan, it protects the foot, but it's not made from leather. So the Gemara said, that's the machlekes hatanaim. If you hold that only called the shoe Rabbi Yossi Yosser, why is Rabbi Yossi saying not allowed to wear sneakers on Shabbos? Because it's only called the shoe if it's made from leather. If it's not a shoe, then it's hoitzo. Very intelligent. Why should it be hoitzo? But that's what it says in the Gemara. We don't understand why this hashvah. Why every beggar is mentioned in the Gemara. The women wear new begotten that never existed. The men wear different begotten. They didn't have all the begotten that we wear. It's a very strange Gemara. Then the Rishonim ask a famous kasha. The Ran on the Rif has the kasha. So how do you wear on Yom Kippur? You wear sneakers, you walk on the street. So if we pass, can Rabbi Yossi Yosser, has the letter Hey on it. Rabbi Yossi Yosser, because it's only called a shoe if it's made from leather. So if you have sneakers, it's not called a shoe, it's Hotzor, it's not a beged. But everybody walks to shul with sneakers on Yom Kippur. So why isn't it Hotzor? So the Rani answers, on Yom Kippur, since you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, so on Yom Kippur it's called a beged. Why is it called a beged all year long? Why is it? So it's not called a shoe. Why can't it be called a beged all year long? We don't understand. That's what they run on the Rif. They run on the Rif in Yuma, and the Ran answers like that. So these are Wallah Nafkaminas. This Machlekes Reb Meir and Achachomim, whether only, what do you learn out the Enolach Tochash? It's only called a Naal if it's made from leather, from Tachash. What does it teach you? So the Chachomim say it has to be made from leather, period. Reb Meir says, no, it has to be made from leather, V'kayetzib is it. Has to be some kind of material that's Megan, that protects the foot. So why Nafkamina? So one Nafkamina for Yom Kippur, one Nafkamina for Chalitza. The main Nafkamina here, for, can you do Chalitza on the sneaker? Are you allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur? A Nafkamina for Harabayas. Me big is this, in most Chatzerai, you're not allowed to wear shoes on the Harabayas. A Nafkamina sitting Shiva, Nafkamina for Tisha B'Av, all these Nafkaminas. Then, yeah, then the Nafkamina about wearing the sneakers on Shabbos. That if sneakers are not a shoe, so then it's not a beged. And if sneaker is a shoe, then it is a beged. But on Yom Kippur, everyone agrees that you're allowed to wear such very. That part is hard to understand. Anyway, so that's going to be the premise of this whole Gemara. And Enolach Tochash. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Sandal Hatofer B'Pishton, you're not allowed to use it for Chalitza. What does it mean, Sandal Hatofer B'Pishton? So Rashi has two pshatim. So one pshat is, let's say we wear shoes. So the shoes are made from horse leather, by us made from leather. But then it usually has a lining inside to make it more comfortable. You don't want your foot to rub against the leather. A lot of times they have a cloth lining inside. So that's the first pshat in Rashi. Sandal hatof a bit pishton. You have a pishton lining inside the shoe. Ein chotzim boy, because that's like a chatzitza. You have to have the shoe should be touching. When the Yavam comes to do Chalitza, he's not going to wear socks. We want the shoe should be touching the foot without any chatzitza. So the shoe is only alpidin leather, and if it has a cloth lining, the cloth lining has a chatzitza in between the shoe and the foot, that's tightnish. The Yavam has to wash his foot to make sure he has no dirt on the foot, shouldn't have any bandages on the foot. If he has a bandage, wait till next week when he's going to take off the bandage, postpone the chalitza. You shouldn't have chalitza, so the lining inside the shoe, the chalitza shoe doesn't have any lining, based on this gemara. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Sandal atof of the pishtan may not be used because of chalitza. The second pshat is no. When you have a chalitza shoe, when you have a pair of shoes, so you have the leather that's on top of the foot, and you have leather on the bottom of the foot. So what holds the leather on top and on the bottom? So it has stitches. We can't see the stitches. Sometimes you can see the stitches. Sometimes the stitches are outside, yeah? So the second pshat in Rashi is, the stitches have to be from leather. Sandal hatof b'pishton, now it goes on a lining inside, a lining of pishton, of linen lining inside the shoe, that's a chatzitza between the foot and the shoe, but rather the stitches that are all together, the top with the bottom, has to be also leather. If it's tougher, but pishtan toignish. Other Rishayim say, what are you talking about? Whatever the minigam bina, however you sew together, the leather on top, leather on the bottom, that's not the ikar. The ikar part of the shoe is the leather that covers on top and the leather on the bottom. What do I care how it's held together? So these are the two pshat of Rashi. Also, the second pshat probably doesn't agree with the first pshat. What's wrong if it has a cloth lining inside, but the shoe is basically leather? So what do you mean chatzitza? Why do you say the cloth lining is chatzitza? The cloth lining is part of the shoe. So each pshat has a kula and a chumra. Each pshat has a quirk to it. The first pshat in Rashi is a chiddush, that you can't have any lining in the shoe. You have to have the leather of the shoe should be touching the foot mamash. And the second pshat is gorachidish, that what you sew together, when you sew it together, you have to sew it together with leather also. You can't sew it together with pishta. Wow, we. So these are the two pshat in Rashi. And it's based on the pasuk, and olach tachash is only called a naal if it's made from leather. So according to the first pshat, you don't want to have a chatzitza. If you're going to have a lining from cloth, that's a chatzitza, because the shoe is only the leather part of the shoe. The lining doesn't count. And according to the second pshat, it's only called a shoe if it's from leather and it's sewn together with leather. If it's sewn together with pishtan teignish. Freg the Gemara, really? So no one should have an Issan del Shachalitza. If you're learning up in the Pesuk in Yecheskel and Alach Tachash, so we don't have any Tachash Bizman. Gemara says, and Baba Medlikin, the animal disappeared. It was only Lashor. The animal only exists in the days of Moshe Rabbein. Figma the Eima, maybe I should say incorrectly, Tachash en Mirach Vini Loi. Maybe no other leather is acceptable, only Tachash. So there's no Tachash Bizman is there. Everything more name, it says Tzvei Mol Nal. It says Chotza Nal Ameal Ragloi. Then it says Kochali Osalish, and Shuli Yimne. Since says the word now is mentioned twice, so now riba, even if it's not made from tachash, even if it's made from other leather, now riba. Once you say it like that, nami. So why should you say that it's good even if it's cloth, even if it's a pair of socks? Who says it has to be even megan? Why does it have to be leather? Mar says then came tachash my hanale. Once you're going to say now riba. So you don't learn anything out from Tachash, you can't say. So you learn out from Tachash, it has to be leather. But we soften it a little bit. Any kind of leather is good. Doesn't have to be Dafka from Tachash. See, here there's a famous Rosh, we mentioned it. The Rosh and the Tur both quote the Rabbi Natan, who says that Tachash is a kosher animal. That's the Gemara Ben Madlikin. Tachash must have been a kosher animal because we have Gmiri, we have Allah Lamashim Sin Lahuchshu Lamalach Shamayim, Elor Behemitar Belvad. If they use Erst Choshim, Matzei Shitin, they use Tachash hides to cover over the Mishkan, so the Mishkan is Tashmish Kedusha. So it must be that it's a kosher animal. How can it be that the leather from a non kosher animal is used in the Mishkan? So the Rabbi Natan comes up with the Chiddush that the chalitza shoe has to, he can't use horse leather. All of our shoes are horse leather. You're not allowed to use a horse leather. Has to be a kosher animal. Why? Because it says tachash. You mean on Yom Kippur you're allowed to wear our shoes because it's horse leather? How can it be? And at Tisha B'Av you're allowed to wear shoes and shiva. Only if it's kosher leather from a kosher man. How can you say tachash means it has to be a kosher animal? So they all this. So all of you trying to reject the Rabbi Natan. So Derech HaShulchan comes to defend Rabbi Natan, Simon Kup Samachtes, and he goes through the whole Seder Chalitz. He has Bariches, he always goes through all the dinim. So he says, no, the Rabbi Natan only, he didn't mean, the Rosh quotes Rabbi Natan that he derived it from the Pasuk. Nalach Tachash, it's only called a Nal if it's Tachash from a kosher animal. He says he didn't mean that. He meant the Halacha L'Moshe Mesiri Gemira, the Huchshul L'Malach HaShemayim. So Derech HaShulchan says there's a machlokes. He raises the issue. He doesn't say. Others explain there's a machlokes harishayim. Whether that din the huchshul lemalach hashamayim alar behemet tar belvad, does that only apply to tashmishi kedusha like the mishkan? The boards of the mishkan had kedusha. It was a beis hamikdash. So does that klal, you're not allowed to use hide from a trefa animal, does it only apply to tashmishi kedusha? Does it even apply to tashmishi mitzvah? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Ran that a shofar from a non-kosher animal is not acceptable. It has to come from a kosher animal. Why? The huchshul lemalach hashamayim. What do you do with an old shofar that doesn't work anymore? Let's say you have an old shofar that cracked. So you have to put it in shemus. So the Gemara says, no, nizrakim. Tashmisha mitzvah nizrakim. Only if it's tashmisha kedusha, if you have an old sefer Torah tefillin, a mezuzah, or you have an old mentala, or you have an old tefillin zekel, or you have the cardboard boxes, or you have old ritzulis or something like that, that's tashmisha kedusha. Sefer Torah tefillin, a mezuzah, that's tashmisha kedusha. But if you have an old pair of tzitzis and it's all dirty and worn out and torn and everything, so you throw it in the garbage. Strictly speaking, you don't have to put it in the shemus. So that's a machlokes harishayim. Whether this din huchshul lemalach hashamayim, does it only apply to tashmishi kedusha? Does it even apply to tashmishi mitzvah? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's what the Rabbi Natan is driving at. Chalitza is a mitzvah, so the sandal shel chalitza is called a tashmishi mitzvah. It has no kedusha. It's not tashmishi kedusha, it's tashmishi mitzvah. So Rabbi Natan is just saying it has to be from a kosher animal. Not because we know lach tochash. That's not why. Even though that's what the Rosh quotes in name Rabbi Natan, says he doesn't think that's what he meant. He meant because L'huchshu L'malach HaShamayim V'lo'ar B'Emet HaRab L'Bad applies even to Tashmishei Mitzvah. one has a long essay on this, whether it's restricted only to Tashmishe Kiddush or even to Tashmishe Mitzvah. There's a Tshuva Sefer Toras Chesed. Thank you. There's a Tshuva Sefer called Toras Chesed. The practice used to be when Rabbanim, big Rabbanim, would retire in Europe, so a lot of them would move to Yerushalayim and join the Badats of Deir HaRedes. So in the late 1800s, it is the Toras Chesed. One of the Gadim, he was the Rav in Lublin, and he retired and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So then he published the two Chalokim of Shabbos and Shuvahs. So in Chelek Arachayim, he has a lot of Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah Pilpulim that he used to deliver in Drushas. As a whole Shabbos Shuvah Drusha, can you use a Shofar from a Behemoth Meya? So he quotes this Ran that's quoted by the Ramo that you shouldn't use Behemoth Meya, and he shows it's a Beferish and Machloikas HaRishayim, whether the Din, the Huchshu, the Malach HaShemayim, or Behemoth Armavad. That's a Gemara in Bama Malikin. Does it only apply to Tashmishi Kedusha or even to Tashmishi Mitzvah? It's a Machloikas. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan asked Akasha over here. The son of the Aruch HaShulchan was the Torah Tmima. So this Shtikal Torah he has also. He doesn't say that he heard it from his father. He has it on his own, the same thing. How can you say that the Din Meluch Shul Malach HaShamayim Elor Be'im Torah Malvad applies even to Tashmishi Mitzvah? There's a Mishnah in Sukkah that if you have a big fat elephant, you can use the elephant as one of the defanas of the Sukkah. You can't use it for the schach. The schach has to be gedul de karka and told the shtav sheinim kalatuma. But you can use an elephant as one of the defanas. So yes, the kasha, but if you say the huchshul malach shamayim applies to all tashmishi mitzvah, not only to tashmishi kedusha, how can you use an elephant, one of the defanas of the Sukkah? It's a Tashmishi Mitzvah. So he answers the Dying Grossness has such a tshuva also. Someone wanted to make a very fancy Delancey Aron Kodesh with jet black horse leather lining the inside. Expensive black horse leather lining the inside. So he allowed you, that's Tashmishi Kedusha. And Aron Kodesh is Tashmishi Kedusha. So can you use horse leather inside? Horse zecha behemet meir. So he quotes Dayan Grossness, he used to be a Dayan in London. He learned in Radin together with Rabbi Gerelik and all of the Rabbeim that we had in the Yeshiva. He learned Bar Baruch there. Yeah. So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Torah Tamim both write, the only time you have this Din L'Huchshur is if you need a natural item that's an animal, that has to be a kosher animal. But in Aron Kodesh, you don't have to use an animal at all. And the same thing by the Sukkah. There's no din you need an animal. If the din would require that the tefillahs of the Sukkah have to be animals, then you wouldn't be able to use an elephant. But you can use wood. You can use plastic. You can use synthetic material. Who says you have to use that kind of animal? So Mamela, once you didn't have to use an animal, so there's no requirement that it has to be or behemot or blamat. Then the Behuda has a discussion about this. They didn't know what the chalazim was. So the Rabbi Yehuda and his son, they wrote a lot about that. Is the chalazim a kosher fish or is it a non-kosher fish? So they raised the shadow and said, non-kosher fish? Don't we have a klal l'huchshul l'malach shamayim alar b'hem etor b'levad? How can you use dye from a non-kosher fish to do the mitzvah of tzitzis? Oh, forget about tzitzis. Tzitzis is only tashmishi mitzvah. But you have big day kuhuna. Big day kuhuna have kedusha. That's ready like Tashmishi Kedusha. So how can you use a tcheles from a chalazon if a chalazon is a trefa animal? So the Nadi Behuda goes into the Gemara in the end of Bava Kama. The Gemara has a shaila. If you have, let's say, a sweater that's dyed a color, so do you say chazusa milsehi or chazusa la milsehi? Originally I had a sweater that had no color, and then I dyed it. So do you say it's considered as if the dye is there? Oh, no, the dye is balua in the beged. The dye doesn't exist as a separate entity. It's balua in the beged. So Gemara has what's enough. Kamina Gemara has a funny case. A monkey stole my paint and he painted your house. A monkey painted your house with my, and your house is now worth more money. If you want to sell it on the market, it's worth more money because it was painted. So do you say chazusa milsehi? You have my paint in your house. So you say, no, the paint is balua, it's bought along with the house. But the Gemara has other nafkaminas also. So that's what the Nadi Behuda discusses. Should we assume, if you're all chazusa milsehi, so should you assume that the chalazon has to be a kosher fish. If it's a non-kosher fish, it should be a shalom lehuchshom lachushamai. So he has a whole tshuva about that discussion. Now they assume it's a worm. The worm is certainly not kosher. It doesn't have snap of the kaskeses. For sure, it's not kosher. Okay, so we'll leave that next week. We'll have to continue. You have a what? The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Menamuta Beficha only applies to the cloth on which you write Divrei Torah. But this, that's a drasha from Torah Shebichzav. Menamuta Beficha, Menamuta Beficha, Menamuta Beficha. Pashup Shatan the Pasig means that when you wear tefillin, this will help you recall Yetzias Mitzrayim. You should talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim when you wear the tefillin. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasig, that when you wear tefillin, the parshias have to be from a cloth, from a kosher animal. Shouldn't be from a non-kosher animal. So the Gemara says that Pasig, Teres Hashem Efecha Menamut Efecha, only applies to the cloth where you have the Oisias written, or the Bayish HaRosh where you have a shin. So that's a ksav, that's Kedusha's ksav. Teres Hashem means Divrei Torah. But on the Ritzuas, or on the Bayish HaYad, where you have the Oisias written, so there the Pasik Teres Hashem Efecha wouldn't apply. You have to have this Halacha HaMashim Sina. So you're asking, once you have the Halacha HaMashim Sina, what do you need the Pasik for? It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question, maybe for Suffolk, I don't know. The Rama holds that Suffolk halacha machine with Sinai is always lahakel. But a Suffolk had a drosh and a pasik, that's already going to be lahachmir. That's more serious, yeah. It's very interesting. We read in the beginning of the parsha that Vayob Esim and Asad, he was hunting the whole day, and he asks Yaakov Avinu, was cooking some kind of nezir adoshim. So he asks, "Could I have some of the soup?" So he says, "Yeah, if you sell your bechira." So he says, "Gezuntehei, lama zali bechira? What do I need it for?" But you was zaysav as bechira. So the Medrash says that he threw a big party that day. And he had all of his chaverim there, and they were laughing at this moron, Yaakov Avinu. He's a businessman. He bought nothing. He gave me the Zira Doshim, he gets nothing for it. He got the Bechor. Where's the Bechor? It's worthless. He made a big joke out of it. Then later, after Yaakov Avinu gets the brachas from Yitzchak, so then Esav starts, Yitzchak Sokka Gdala Morad Mila, he starts screaming, look, he cheated me, he got the Bechera. But the Pasuk says he was making fun of the whole thing. He threw a whole party with his Chaver, and that's how the Medrash had done. He threw a whole party, and he was laughing at Yaakov, what a fool he is. Well, he gave me the Nezir HaDoshim, and he got nothing in exchange. So what is he crying about later on? So some of the Gedolim points out, this way it always is. When people are confronted with an avera, so they think the whole thing is a joke. And then after they violate the avera, then they see how serious it was. At the time that he sold the bechira, he thought the whole thing was a joke. And later on he realized that he made a big mistake. That's a famous word that they say, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, that says, Lasilava Kadosh Baruch is going to shech the Yetzirah in front of everybody. The Gemara interprets a pasuk, and nothing like this is going to be a big hesped. Who is going to be a big hesped? A big Levi? Who's Levi? Who's hesped? It's going to be a hesped on the Yetzirah. The Baruch Hashem is going to shech the Yetzirah. A pasuk in Novi. So the Gemara says, the tzaddikim are going to look at the Yetzirah, and the Rishayim are going to look. The tzaddikim nidmalahem kahar, where the tzaddikim looks like such a gigantic mountain, and they won't be able to understand how were we able to withstand this Yetzirah, the taiva, all these years. And the Rishayim Nidlehem Kuchut Asaira. The Rishayim will see it looks like a hair. Why did we fall in? Why did we make such a mistake? Why did we violate that verse? Garnish, min garnish. So the question is, which is it? Is it like a mountain? Is the Yetzar like a big mountain? Or is it just like a chut asar? Is nothing? Garnish, min garnish. So in Yiddish they used to say, because the Rishayim speak Loshna Kodesh, and the Tzaddikim speak Yiddish, Zetos v'Ahar. Ahar means a hair. So the Rishayim speak Ivrit. So that's why Nidlehem Kesar. The Tzaddikim read the Yiddish, so it's the same thing. But that's a vertel that they said. Because in Europe, the last years, the Maskilim were always speaking Ivrit, Ivris, whatever. Yeah, and the Frum Yidden ran away from Ivrit and they spoke Yiddish. But what does it mean? Pashup Shah. So the Beis HaLevi has a famous explanation. So he says that Tzaddikim who never violated the Avera, so to them, the grass is always green on the other side. So they think there must be some tremendous Hanoi that you get from doing this Avera, like a big mountain. And they feel as if it's so... How are we able to withstand the Yetzirah? It's so powerful. It's so powerful. How are we able to withstand not to do the Avera? But the Rishonim who violated it, they see Sigonish Megonish. After they violated, they realize that it was all a joke. They didn't... You don't get more Hanoah from leading a life of Averis than from leading a life of mitzvahs. The Gemara says in Chulin, and Perikol Abbas, Kol Ma'asav La'Rachmanu Sha'olam Kavosei. Everything the Torah prohibits us. We have another thing that's beheter. You're not allowed to eat Basav B'cholav, so you can eat Kral, has the same flavor. You're not allowed to eat treif of fish, there's a kosher fish, tastes the same. You're not allowed to live with an Eishes Ish, but if Astar is Mutter. Every kind, you're not allowed to eat Dam, you know, you're allowed to eat other things that taste like Dam. Every Hanoi Soilam Azeh that the Torah prohibits, there's a way to get it better. It's not that the only way to get this Haver is by doing, only way to get the Hanoi is by doing Haver. So that's what it always is. That's what it always is. When people do Haveris, at the time, they think it's the greatest thing in the world that they're doing the Haver and it's Gevalt. And then after they do it, they see they didn't gain anything by that. So that's what happened over here also, the same thing. At the time that Esau sold the Bechara to Yankev, he thought the whole thing is a joke. What does he need the whole Bechara do? Then after he did it, he realized, what a stupid thing I did. Then he's crying to the father, look what he did. Look at his Bechara. We're all like that. We do the Averis, we don't realize that. Later on, we have Charata. Yeah. So next week, we're going to continue. Okay.
But you didn't dive in my room. You want to make communion?
What is on the floor? Are they even in the
The Rambam says a victim is also goes on the corners also.
So it does have, it would have a din then of
The Rashi argues with the Rambam. The victim is also going on the staff. Oh,